From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Groups from across the political spectrum continue to react and strategize in the wake of the Supreme Court's decision in Janus versus AFSCME, in which unions were prohibited from collecting fees from non-union members in the public sector. Derek Johnson is president of the NAACP and is on the line. Thanks for joining us, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you for having me.
Why is this decision about how public sector unions collect fees of particular importance to African-American workers?
Well, African-Americans, you know, we have had a long journey trying to make sure that not only our franchise, our vote is appreciated, but our ability to negotiate for a fair labor. We were brought here primarily as a source of free labor. We had to fight really hard through the segregation period so we wouldn't be exploited for cheap labor. And finally, when we were able to achieve a level of success in terms of the workforce, it happened through organized labor.
And you do view this decision as impairing the ability to collectively bargain down the road.
Absolutely. Whenever you have a decision where you handicap a collective bargaining unit by requiring them to represent members, but yet not requiring those individuals to pay dues, you create a scenario where you have representation by requirement without any resources to provide for the representation. African Americans make up a substantial number of the public sector workers. African American women make up a substantial sector of teachers in urban districts, and this directly impacts their ability to negotiate a fair wage for their labor.
Black women make up 17% of public sector workers. That's a higher percentage of black women work in the public sector than any other group. What do you expect this to do to their wages?
Well, it would have a disparate impact. You know, women currently make less than men. And then when you take the ability of workers to collectively bargain, particularly African-American women who are part of a bargaining unit, you expose them to lower wages over time. It may not be an immediate impact, but it definitely would have an impact. And unfortunately, that impact would begin to also manifest itself in the neighborhoods they live in, the quality of life. So this decision will have a long-term drastic effect on not only African-Americans, but American workers in general.
Derek Johnson, president of the NAACP, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.